I'm one of the most delightful and charming people you'll ever meet. I was going to devote an entire chapter to that subject when it occurred to me that you might be more interested in reading about my flaws and personal quirks. So in the spirit of full disclosure, here are my top 9 shortcomings. Not 10. I couldn't think of 10. Well, that's how Sarah Jane Kaufman chooses to open her newest collection of articles. I'm tired, I'm hungry, and my feet are always cold. About 5 years ago, I reviewed Sarah Jane Kaufman's second book, There's No Such Thing as a Comfortable Bra, and I was glad to recommend it to your attention. Now, years later, Sarah Jane has written and published a new book on the travails and the joys of everyday life, and once again, I'm glad to suggest you give the book a read. Like her previous book, the Sarah Jane Kaufman we meet in these pages is still by turns snappy, thoughtful, wry, and humorous. Sarah Jane can be self-deprecating, winsome, and occasionally in your face. And her choice of subject matter, the stuff of everyday life in modern America, and certainly in Indiana, she is, after all, a local author, is presented in low-key, wry style, giving her readers now, as then, comfort, even as they are challenged from time to time to step out of their comfort zone and examine this or that topic that has piqued the writer's interest. Once again, the theater is featured, this time with a gently raucous play that concludes the book. And she also includes other topics that are dear to her and probably to us as well, including things learned from first graders, stopped by the cops, just twice, paying tribute to World War II veterans, and learning history on the internet, among many, many others. As we come to expect from her writing, Sarah Jane Kaufman continues to have an uncanny ability to start each of her essays with a grabber of a sentence, the sign of a successful writer, even if her endings to each of these essays can still often leave the reader deflated as she flips the mood of the essay. Again, sign of a writer of some note. And Kaufman's ability to arc her stories into the space of only 3 or 4 pages, which is what most of these essays are, is a talent I applaud. Sarah Jane's delightful, whether sharing stories of her upbeat attitude towards life or giving suggestions to us readers on how perhaps to avoid some of the pitfalls in life she has come up against, and offering ideas on how other people might avoid some of those pitfalls that they produce in our lives. She's not one to avoid hard topics in today's book. For instance, she takes on Indiana's attachment to the Chicago Cubs head on, writing, "The other day I went to my first Chicago Cubs baseball game. Wrigley Field is famous. I don't know why it took me so long to go up and see it. Chicago's not that far from Lafayette, and everyone here in Indiana is crazy about their Cubbies, even though the Cubs are not known for winning baseball games." It's written a few years ago. The last time they won the World Series was in 1908. "So when my friends invited me to take a bus trip to see a game with them, I signed up to go. It ended up being the most exciting game of the season," she writes. "Playing their arch rivals, the St. Louis Cardinals, they had their ace pitcher, Chris Carpenter, on the mound. The Cubs won in the 11th inning when the batter who had 2 outs and 2 strikes against him got a hit, and a runner came in to score. Unfortunately, I didn't see it. I'd already gone back to the bus to thaw out. I now know you should wear more than shorts and a t-shirt to a game at Wrigley Field at the end of September. I didn't even see a parking lot. Most people just walked into the game. Some of the stores, like McDonald's, had signs allowing fans to park in their lot. Although it was a weekday, i.e. work day, when it got time for the game, people materialized out of thin air and filled the stadium. Our seats were right behind home plate. We had a great view of the outfield. Could see the famous old red brick apartment buildings with bleachers built way up on top so the residents could go up on their roofs to see the game. It looked like a set from a movie. Now, did I mention it was drizzling when we got off the bus? The first thing I did was buy a blue wool cap with the red lettering that said Cubs that I pulled down over my ears. It rained and drizzled all afternoon. Luckily, we were protected because our seats were under a roof. Because of the rain, the game lasted forever. Indeed, there was a wind. Apparently, the wind builds up speed over Lake Michigan and then aims itself directly at the seats my friends and I were sitting in. Standing up when the organ played Take Me Out to the Ball Game for the seventh inning stretch is what saved my life. Once standing, I decided to go in search of some hot chocolate. It was then that I found that's where all the fans were, down in the tunnels where the concession stands were. They were drinking beer, standing around watching the game on large screen television sets. The weather didn't faze them a bit. Two cups of hot chocolate didn't warm me up, and I was not inclined to buy a $50 Cubs sweatshirt. So I would return to the bus and listen to the game on the radio with the bus driver. I didn't get to see the runner score, but I heard the stadium erupt when Darwin Barney homered to tie the game in the bottom of the ninth, and again when David DeJesus singled in the winning run in the bottom of the 11th. So now I know the next time I go to a Cubs game in September, I'll wear more clothes. Or there's that chapter where she takes up the wonders of modern technology. Phone technology, more to the point, and shares the nostalgia she has for those old black rotary phones of our youth. Spoiler on that one. The Kaufman family had two such phones in their house and only three kids. Certainly beats my experience. And then there were those direct-in-your-face moments, which were so impressive because, as I said years ago, they are so real, so likely to happen in our own lives as well as Ms. Kaufman's. For instance, don't we all want to be appreciated for the stresses and strains we put up with in our lives? Don't we all, or at least most of us, want to commiserate with Sarah Jane when she shares the woes of visiting families at holidays? And it is a classic holiday travail essay. Indeed, family continues to be important to Sarah Jane Kaufman. We read in her previous book about her father, mother, her nephew, and other family members who were important to her and her tales. With I'm tired, I'm hungry, and my feet are always cold, Kaufman returns to memories of her father and mother growing up with two siblings, and her essay about her first date and her father's involvement with her date and her friends is one that is priceless. Gotta read it. And just as the title announces, not all of Sarah Jane's stories have an upbeat ending. Sometimes you just have to live with failure and perhaps a whiff of dismay. This is, after all, a memoir of modern American middle-class life, as it is rarely presented anymore these days. Bitter but sweet, nostalgic but hopeful for the future as well. Now, granted, I'm not sure what to do with Sarah Jane's insistence on writing about bras. Her first book that I reviewed used that very term in her book's title, and in this book, the topic of bras comes up again with a chapter titled Boa Constrictor Bra. Guess we'll have to wait for book four, but I'll suggest we may just see another chapter about bras and Sarah Jane Kaufman. Do with that as you will. Yes, Sarah Jane's choice of topics can at first blush seem too commonplace, her style too accepting of the world as it is. But for me, both her topic choice and her writing style are her greatest strengths. Give her a read yourself in any of her three published books and decide for yourself. And by the way, thank you, Sarah Jane, for the Star Trek reference in today's book. Granted, it's about Khan, one of the ultimate evildoers in the Star Trek series, but hey, it's about Star Trek, so thank you. In conclusion, as Sarah Jane writes in her introduction to I'm Tired, I'm Hungry, and My Feet Hurt, speaking of trips, I've been known to wear socks that don't match. Doesn't bother me. In fact, I've been known to wear shoes that don't match. Last Christmas, I took a trip to Charleston, South Carolina with some girlfriends, and we stayed at a fancy hotel downtown. I took two pairs of brand new shoes. By the end of the week, only the right shoe of my black pair fit, and only the left shoe of my brown pair fit. So, that's what I wore. It didn't bother me. In summary, if given a choice, you should think twice before putting lipstick on in front of me, attending a movie with me, traveling with me, or asking me to do a math problem in public. On the other hand, I am a good dinner date, so you might consider inviting me out to dinner. If we go during the last 28 days of the month, though, don't expect me to help pay. And don't look down at my feet. My shoes may not match. All of that said, it's a rollicking good time, once again, with Sarah Jane Kaufman, one of our fine local authors. I'm tired, I'm hungry, my feet are always cold. It's a great collection of essays, of articles. I think you're going to enjoy it. And it's available at all of our fine local public libraries, including the West Lafayette Public Library.